Podcast being brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. If you're having a tough time sleeping, I highly recommend Fuel Up Rest. Go to fueluphydration.com/Sandy and order yours today.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Sandy Show. Wherever you are, however you are listening, from sea to shining sea, thank you very much for being a part of the best part of our day. We're easily acceptable. Find us on accessible, not acceptable. We're not always acceptable. Sometimes we're really unacceptable. In most social situations,
yeah.
I'll speak for myself, very unacceptable. We are easily accessible on Instagram, at The Sandy Show Official. Facebook is at The Sandy Show Radio. I'm your humble host today. My name is Sandy. My even more humble hostess, co-host, her name's Trisha.
Hi, friends.
And away we go. You're not going to bust my chops about not being humble?
No, I'm not going to. Everybody knows by now. They know you're not.
Is today don't bust chops day?
No. I just am going to let that one slide. I don't do that very often, let things slide.
No, you don't.
I'm going to let that slide.
You don't let anything slide.
No, I can't. It's in my DNA. I can't.
Trisha's one of those people that has to speak up.
I know. Like in my brain, I'm all, don't say it. Stop it. Let it go. Stop. And then my mouth says it anyway. I can't. I try, but I can't.
It's like my dad always told me, Sandy, you got to think before you speak.
Yeah, I know exactly what I'm going to say before I say it. Well, yeah, just can't let myself not say it.
Right, if it's right or not, or wrong. Which is, no, we won't get into that. Let's start out with the first thing that made you laugh today.
Imagine finding your soulmate and then finding out that they back into parking spots.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, don't act crazy. You back in sometimes, Sandy.
I know. You explained something perfect to me once, though, because I never understood why big trucks always back in. And you finally, it made total sense to me because so they can pull out.
So they can pull out easier.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why big trucks back in. If you're not driving a big truck, I don't think there's ever any reason for you to back in.
No, and you know what's funny? I was in Landry. I noticed something in our daughter's high school parking lot. There's still that group of kids that park far, far away with their cars so no one hits them.
So no one hits them.
And they grow up to be adults that do the exact same thing.
You know what I think about when I think of Landry's high school parking lot? The day over the summer that I was sitting in the parking lot in my car waiting for her to be done with some sort of meeting. And I watched not one, but two high school kids come out, get in their cars, and back into other cars when they left in a span of about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Sitting in my car, one high school kid came, backed out, bam, hit the car next to me. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just saw that. 5 minutes later, another kid did the same thing.
I was like,
high school parking lot is a dangerous
place.
Like
a pinball in there.
Yeah.
What's more dangerous, there or a Luby's or cafeteria parking lot at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
I'm telling you, I think the high school parking lot from what I saw.
Coming up on the show today, we're going to try again, friends. We took a bad beating yesterday in the song quiz. We're going to do it again, and we're going to stay with the 1970s until we win.
Until we have a good showing. We did not have a good showing yesterday.
Remember to share that email that we got from our listener, Felix.
Felix is back.
Yeah. Also, rapid fire Q&A coming up, and Trisha's got the story we love. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
103.1 Austin.
Hey, it's Trisha. Today's podcast is brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. Order yours at fueluphydration.com/Sandy.
It's The Sandy Show, and we are thrilled about our partnership with our bank and encourage you to find out how our bank can help you. Go to www.r.bank. Member FDIC. Do you think I'd like this movie?
I think you will.
What's the name of it again?
The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. It is, I feel like, I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to. But
it's out?
And it's out. It started last Friday. In theaters right now. From the trailers that I've seen, it reminds me of, what was the Brad Pitt movie? The German movie.
Inglourious Basterds.
Inglourious Bastards. Who directed that?
Tarantino?
No,
or Guy Ritchie.
Was it Guy Ritchie? I think so. It's a spy action comedy. Directed, co-written, and co-produced by Guy Ritchie.
I love Guy Ritchie.
I do, too. And it is starring, what it is, it's Henry Cavill, the man who played Superman, is the guy who's recruited by Cary Elwes, who is the guy from Princess Bride, to lead Britain's first special forces mission to try and stop Hitler during World War II. This is based on a true story, loosely based on a true story. And the team that Henry Cavill's guy recruits is Alan Ritchson, who I had never heard of before until I watched the series Reacher, Jack Reacher.
Oh, he's a great big guy, right?
Big dude.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. He nails it.
Tell me his name again.
Alan Ritchson.
Okay.
And then from Dusk Till Dawn, Isa Gonzalez, the only female in the cast, Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians, Alex Pettifer from Magic Mike. It's the cast of beautiful people.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It's super action packed. It's very
little indispensable-ish too.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It looks so good. And I love it that it's loosely based on real events.
And so it sounds like it'd probably have some funny too.
Oh yeah. It's a comedy. Yeah. Action comedy for sure. And I've seen some behind the scenes stuff. I follow Alan Ritchson on Instagram, and he posts some clips and stuff from behind the scenes filming it and stuff like that. And it just looks great. I can't wait to see it.
Do you think that the Germans ever get tired of seeing these World War II movies when they look like buffoons?
I don't know.
Do you imagine? I mean,
surely they do.
They've got to get like, oh my gosh, I know it was a horrible thing our country did and Hitler and all that stuff, but man, yeah, you make us look like buffoons.
So this movie is based on the 2014 book, Churchill's Secret Warriors, the explosive true story of the Special Forces desperados of World War II.
Oh, I'll watch this.
Oh, yeah. I think you'll like it.
Would you like to go on a date with me to see it?
But will you sit, leave one chair in between us?
I'll sit on the other side.
I just need one chair in between us.
Why?
I don't know. Because you're so broad-shouldered. It's like sitting next to you on a plane if we sit next to each other in
miserable
movie theaters. I have to lean over to the left or the right a little bit.
I always breathe a huge sigh of relief when the person sitting next to me on an airplane is a teeny tiny woman. Because normally it's a big gorilla like me. I think the airlines, that's funny to them. I think they like doing that. Like, let's put the two biggest guys.
How do they know?
They don't know. They know
the
things.
Last thing those people want is to hear about, can I get moved to a different seat? I did read an article about how you can almost be guaranteed to get upgraded to first class. They say a flight attendant said if you were in the very, very back row of a plane, like back by the bathrooms, and if they can move people, that's kind of the first row that they'll pick to move people up potentially to first class, because sometimes they'd rather sit in those seats than in their junk seats in the very back.
I heard a funny airline story too. A friend of mine told me he was on a flight and there was a wild kid, basically feral kid, running up and down the aisles. So he grabbed him and whispered something into his ear, and the kid not a peep again. So a flight attendant came up and said, "What did you say to that kid?" And I told him, if he doesn't sit down, I was going to throw him out of the airplane.
Oh my gosh, that is not true. You cannot say that to someone's child.
And this guy did it. I believe him for sure. That's not the story we love. You're talking about, let's name the movie.
That's just something I'm excited to do. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Let's go see it.
Stay with us. More coming up. Trisha's got the story we love in just a sec. What is it?
It's a little TSTTPD information.
I'm dying to know what this is.
You'll go, oh man, I know that.
All right. Before we get to that, I know you're a big fan of Bob Ross, right?
I actually was, yes.
I know. Fun fact about Bob Ross, he was famous for his curly hair, right? Almost as much as was his paintings.
Right.
It was all a big fat lie, his hair.
What do you mean? Wig?
No. Before he got famous, he permed his hair so he could save money on haircuts.
Oh,
and it became his signature look.
I mean, that was a tight perm. My gosh.
Yeah, that was some serious. I remember like in middle school, some guys that got perms.
Yeah.
And just like, not great.
Stories we love.
All right, Sandy, I'm going to reveal the TS and the TTPD. Taylor Swift, the Tortured Poets Department.
There's a whole little symbol,
emblem, TTPD on the album, breaking Spotify records left and right. just hours after it dropped on Friday, it became the most streamed album in a single day. And it's also the first album to have more than 300 million streams in one day.
She's kind of a big deal.
In addition, just listen to this. She's now the most streamed artist in a single day in Spotify history. And the track Fortnite, which features Post Malone, is the most streamed song in a single day. The album sold 1.6 million copies in a single day, which is pretty much unheard of anymore. 600,000 of those were vinyl. Post Malone said he was floored and beyond honored to be featured on Taylor's track, Fortnite. It's almost like you thought it was a surprise.
Right.
They did a video, and in the video, Ethan Hawke and Josh Charles, who were two of the stars from the Dead Poets Society movie.
Oh, yeah.
They were in the video with Post Malone and Taylor Swift. And they were like, we had to keep it quiet. We wanted to tell our kids so bad and we couldn't. Just a bunch of other random things. Here's one thing that I thought was very interesting. The new album got a terrible review from Paste Magazine, but they didn't publish the critic's name.
Right.
Because the last time one of her albums came out and it got bad press, that critic got death threats.
Well, that's what I was about to say is like, she's at a level now that if you say anything bad about her, you could ruin your career.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. She's that powerful. And she could belch into a microphone and record it and sell a million copies.
A million copies of it.
Yeah.
Just the stats of this album are just incredible.
Tell me that acronym again.
TTPD, the Tortured Poets Department.
TT.
Yeah. And she has the letters she formed over this cool little, the Tortured Poets Department. TTPD.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she has them in a cool little brand, all the letters kind of squished together. It's pretty cool.
All you moms and dad, you can drop that knowledge on your kids. You know what the acronym means. That's the story we love. She's Trisha. My name's Sandy. We've got more coming up. All right, before we play song quiz, Trisha got a DM from one of our listeners, Felix, who's kind of Trisha's radio boyfriend, I think.
He's my radio friend.
I think so. He only DMs you, not me.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe I'm nicer to him. I don't know.
Maybe so.
He DM'd and he was like, I'm playing, when we were playing Song Quiz.
Yesterday.
And he was all Super Tramp, Elton, Crocodile Rock, Earth, Wind & Fire. And at the very end, he goes, come on, guys. Clearly disappointed Felix with our performance.
He's like, do better.
Yeah.
Do better.
I think we embarrassed him a little bit.
Well, let's see if we can do better. This is a game we play on our Alexa. It's called Song Quiz. Here we go. Alexa, play Song Quiz. Echo, play Song Quiz.
Welcome back to Song Quiz. How many people want to play Song Quiz?
One.
To play a music decade, say decade. To play a brand new music genre, say genre.
Decade.
Choose a pop music decade.
1970s.
Starting your 70s game. Your opponent is Jamie from Wisconsin.
All right.
Jamie. Question one for 10 points. Name the song title and artist.
Life in the fast lane. Sure to make you lose your mind. Life in the fast lane.
The Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane.
Booyah.
Booyah.
Booyah, Straight Sugar.
You got the full 20 points. Jamie answered correctly. You're tied at 20 points.
Straight Sugar.
Question two of five for 10 points. After the music stops, name the song title and artist.
I'm hopelessly devoted.
Oh, I know. Hopelessly devoted to you, Olivia Newton-John.
Ace.
Ace. Straight Sugar.
You got the full 20 points. Jamie answered incorrectly. Your score is 40 and Jamie's score is 20.
Oh, yeah.
Question three for 10 points. Name the song title and artist.
Whoa. I got it. Rock and Roll All Night. Kiss.
Pow.
Straight Sugar.
Pow, Straight Sugar.
You got the full 20 points. Jamie answered correctly. Your score is 60 and Jamie's score is 30.
Straight Sugar.
Question four for 20 points.
I got it. Bee Gees, Night Fever.
Awesome.
Straight Sugar.
You got the full 30 points. Jamie answered correctly. Your score is 90 and Jamie's score is 60.
Gotta whip him.
It's time for the song quiz bonus round.
The lifeline we need to.
Question five for 40 points.
No.
Yeah.
Bob Marley, is this love?
You got the title for 40 points. The artist was Bob Marley and the Wailers. Jamie answered correctly. Your score is 130 and Jamie's score is 100.
Bingo!
You won. To the max.
To the max.
Straight sugar. You just invented sugar?
I just invented it. I don't know what made me say it, but she said booyah. And I said, booyah, straight sugar.
Yeah, that's my new favorite thing. I will be saying that for sure. Straight sugar.
Yeah, but you got to use it right.
Sugar, not sugar.
Right. You got to use it right. I swear, I just made that up.
You just invented that.
Are you going to give me credit?
Yeah, because okay. I was sitting here when you did it.
Okay, I don't know where it came from. Jot that one down, friends. Feel free to use it. Victorious. Victorious.
That's a solid win.
Domination.
We can move on to another category now.
Good Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Stay with us. More coming up. The Lasers mean we're on the record.
Official.
Rapid fire Q&A. Trisha's got three questions for me.
All right. Here's your first question. Sandy, what is the one thing you cook the best?
The one thing that I cook the best.
Out of your repertoire of things that you cook,
most of the things, the couple of things that I cook well, you don't really like. But I would say probably my Italian sausage with peppers and onions.
Did I not just request that? Like,
yeah, but
two
you don't
ago?
Eat the peppers and onions.
I like to flavor the peppers and onions put on it, but I don't want to eat it.
You like it with or without the red marinara sauce?
No, without. Oh, okay. Maybe everyone's got mad because I put mustard on it.
Yeah, I kind of cringe. So did our Italian friend Mel.
Well,
we both like kind of roll our eyes when you put mustard on Italian. We do. We look at each other like, these hillbillies.
It's like somebody putting ketchup on a steak.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Sorry, I was thinking about your cue. The Lasers are my cue. Here's your second question. Sandy, have you ever bought something from an infomercial? And if so, what was it?
Have I ever bought something from an infomercial? I got something as a gift when I was a kid from an infomercial.
What was it?
Do you remember the Pocket Fisherman?
I
had one.
Did it work like it did on TV?
It did. Ron Popeil.
Oh my God, Ron Popeil.
He passed away a couple years ago, but yeah, he was the master of the infomercial.
What else did he do? Didn't he do some cooking something, Ron Popeil?
He did a lot of stuff.
I mean, he had his hand in everything.
He was a salesman's salesman. He had no shame.
He was an inventor.
He'd get on there and just sell those pocket fishermen. And I got one for my birthday once. It was great.
Yeah, really?
I caught fish with small fish, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like lake perch and sunfish and crappie and things like that. Nothing big, but it was great.
Yeah.
It had a little novelty to it.
Ron Popeil. I hadn't thought about that name in so long, but I instantly knew who it was when he said
didn't
it.
Didn't he? He did something the Whamma, too.
Let me look at it right. I mean, he was an inventor.
he's a nut.
But he sold all of his stuff.
And then it even went to the part where the As Seen on TV stores. Remember those?
Yeah. And you know, there is a section like in most Walgreens, like an end cap that's all infomercial stuff that you can buy.
Yep.
Something about a rotisserie barbecue. Remember he had a rotisserie and barbecue thing? The Vegematic. Chop-O-Matic and Dial-O-Matic. There's the pocket fisherman.
You can still get a Ronco pocket fisherman on Amazon.
Got a Ronco Flip It. You got a pocket. Microphone.
You know how much a pocket Ronco pocket? Oh, it's only $35. I wonder what they were back in 1980 when I got one.
Do you remember the inside the eggshell scrambler?
Oh yes. Did he invent that one too?
He invented like 40 different things on here.
He's a modern day Edison.
All right, Sandy. Here's my favorite question for you. Got to think about this. It's going to freak you out.
Okay.
If you found a random door in the basement of your new house, a door that does not lead outside, and it's being blocked by a heavy metal cabinet, clearly somebody wants that door to stay closed, would you open it? Like, could you go upstairs and go to sleep that night knowing that not knowing what's behind that door, that there's this random door that's being blocked? What would you do?
Part of me wants to say, yeah, I could just go to sleep. But the reality is, no, I'd open the door.
I'd have to open the door.
I'd have to know what was back there. Yeah.
I'd have like a gun or some sort of a weapon with me. And then I'd have other people with me too.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it by myself.
And video. Yeah. I would definitely look behind the door.
There's no way you can't look behind the door.
Yeah. No. Yeah, good question though. Where'd you get that?
Just came up with it.
You did not. Lie.
No, I came up with it all by myself.
Stay with us. More coming up. I got to tell you, I'm a little surprised at this number? Because when I was a kid, I thought this was happening to everybody.
Now that I think about it, I have absolutely no difficulty believing that this happened to you multiple times.
All the time.
All the time.
Oh, I would say once a month. Probably couldn't learn my lesson. What we're talking about is that 12% of adults, only 12% say they ever had their mouth washed out with soap.
The bar is soap.
Oh.
I had it all the time.
All the time.
Just cussing? What was wrong with you?
Dirty little, I'd learn, what sucked is I'd learn words I didn't know what they meant.
And you just repeat them.
So I'd say, stop this mother, you know, and yeah. I was six. Yeah. I didn't know. It was construction next to my house, construction worker talk, you know?
Right. And I bet it also was for a little bit of attitude, I bet.
Oh, yeah. It's being sassy. Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. In fact, to this day, I cannot smell a bar of Dial soap without thinking of two things. One, get my mouth washed out with it. And two, my aunt. My mom's twin sister. Well, she was obsessive about cleanliness and washing. And her everything smelled like Dial soap.
Yeah.
And she would smell her. She'd say, after we went to the bathroom, she'd say, let me smell your hands.
Oh, she would make sure. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then one time, I must have been cussing up a streak because I had to take a bite out of the Dial.
Oh, so. well, but that's how, like, it happened to me one time. I had to take a bite out of it and hold it in my mouth with water. How did you do it?
Well, the first time, it was my mom putting it in my mouth and moving it around inside my mouth.
Wow.
And then you rinse. That happened several times. And then it got to a point where I had to take a bite out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I got some liquid soap once too.
I was about to say probably the reason it never happens anymore is rarely do people use bar soap anymore.
True.
They're just going to squirt
some. We do.
I know we do. I'm old school. I like it. And yeah. I have it just in case our daughter gets out of line. I'm shoving that bar of soap in her mouth. Just kidding. I'm not.
I think my mother would go to jail today.
I think most people would get in a lot of trouble. This is definitely an old school, older generation thing. Nobody does
it. I have to tell everyone this story. I've told it before. Trisha knows this story, but it's a great story about my mother. If you knew my mom, you wouldn't believe these stories.
No, I know her. I have a hard time believing them.
One time, my mom was getting after me. Let's put it that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I made my way to the phone. I said, I'm calling the police. And she looked at me and it got dead silent. I was in the kitchen, not a sound. And she looked me square in the eye and she said, go ahead. You'll be dead by the time they get here.
That is not the Apple that I know. That is not sweet little Apple.
Oh, yeah.
He's just polite and sweet and smiles all the time. And
if I'm lying, I'm dying. Straight sugar.
Straight sugar. She said that. Oh, my God. Did. I still can't believe you invented straight sugar.
Only 12% of us got our mouths washed out with soap back in the day, and nobody does it today.
No, not at all.
Nobody. Maybe a grandma out there somewhere.
There might be. If a grandma could get a hold of her grandkid, one of her kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she might still do it.
Trisha, I know you've got like a rock and roll Hall of Fame update coming up in the story we'd love.
I do.
That's just a moment away, but this is kind of fits right in.
Podcast being brought to you by Fuel Up Hydration. If you're having a tough time sleeping, I highly recommend Fuel Up Rest. Go to fueluphydration.com/Sandy and order yours today.
Remember Meatloaf, Rip to the Loaf?
Rip to the Loaf.
And Bad Out of Hell. Remember the song?
Yes.
Came out in 1977. Would you like to know an amazing fact about that?
Yes,
that
please.
Album?
Yeah.
It still, to this day, sells 200,000 copies a year.
Oh, my gosh.
To this day. And
that's
it's done
crazy.
It every single year since 1977.
That's weird, right?
That's insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Wow.
So, again, Rip to the Loaf.
Rip to the Loaf.
The stories we love.
All right, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2024 was announced on American Idol. There were 16 inductees.
They announced it on American Idol? How gross.
Why do you say gross? I mean, it's weird, but why is it gross? You just don't like American Idol?
I'm sorry. It's just that's too commercial for me.
It does kind of have, especially considering some of the music we have to play for some of the inductees.
Right.
Here's some of the a little mashup of some of the inductee songs: Cher, Kool & the Gang, Mary J. Blige, A Tribe Called Quest, and Dave Matthews Band.
Check it out.
Do you believe in we got to get it wrong.
Mary J is cool.
Mary J is in the spot tonight, and I'ma make it feel alright.
Can I shake it?
Yes, you can.
Can try.
I shake it?
Yes, you can.
Lost for you, I'm so lost for you.
That's your jam right there. Trisha's favorite song.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Because if you listen to the words, it's a little. You know, I'm glad to see. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, who do you think's dirtier? That song, the Dave Matthews song, or that Matt Nathanson song?
The Matt Nathanson song.
Oh, definitely
for sure.
Dirtier.
I'm glad to see some classic rock and rollers get their due. Ozzy. Peter Frampton. Foreigner. God, how's Foreigner not
right.
Man, I wore that Foreigner 4 album out.
Did
back
you?
In the day. Yes.
Jimmy Buffett and Dionne Warwick are being recognized for musical excellence. The induction ceremony is going to take place on October 19th in Cleveland, Ohio. It'll stream live. Sandy, this is going to make you mad too, on Disney Plus. American Idol and Disney Plus.
Does it get any grosser?
It is weird. It seems misplaced on those two
platforms. Not rock and roll. Those are sugar. Those
right.
are bubblegum pop things. I mean, this is rock and roll, but it's really not rock and roll. I mean, I love Mary J. Blige. I'm sorry, Mary J. Blige ain't rock and roll.
No, I think she would agree. Neither was Dolly.
Right.
I know.
It should be the Music Hall of Fame.
Right.
Right.
It really should.
I mean, that'd be like putting Led Zeppelin into the country music hall of fame.
Right. It just doesn't quite compute. It doesn't work. Right.
But congratulations to them. Any Hall of Fame is kind of cool.
Yep. Very cool.
So good for them. She's Trisha. My name is Sandy. Stick around. We've got more coming up. Hey, gang. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate it. Make sure you listen on the radio every morning on 103.1 Austin's 80s station or stream us on the iHeartRadio app. 6 till 10 every morning. Stay with us. Another podcast episode should start any second.